She led Twentyman Jones through the cavern of the bees in the night, and when they emerged into the secret valley, he sat down on a rock and mopped his face with a handkerchief. "This really isn't good enough, madam. Something must be done about those revolting insects. We will have to get rid of them, I'm afraid."
"No."
Santan's reply was swift and decisive. "I want as little damage done to this place and its creatures as possible until—"
"Until, madam?"
"Until we discover it is absolutely necessary. I do not like bees. I swell most horribly from their stings. I will return the balance of the fees to you, and you can find another consultant." He began to stand up.
"Wait!"
Santan restrained him. "I have explored the cliffs over there. There is a way to get into this valley over the crest. It will, unfortunately, mean rigging a bucket and pulley system from the top of the cliffs.
That will greatly complicate my endeavours.
Please, Dr. Twentyman Jones, without your help—" and he made grumpy little non-committal noises and stumped off into the darkness, holding his lantern high. As the dawn light strengthened, he began his preliminary survey. All that day, as Santan sat in the shade of the Mongongo, she caught glimpses of his lanky figure striding here and there, chin against his chest, pausing every few minutes to pick up a chip of rock or a handful of soil, and then disappearing again amongst the trees and the rocks. It was late afternoon before he returned to where she waited.
"Well?"
she asked. "If you are asking for an opinion, madam, then you are a little premature. It will take me some months before—"
"Months, sir?"
Santan cried out in alarm. "Certainly." And then he saw her face, and his voice dropped. "You didn't pay me all that money for a guess. I have to open it up and see what's down there. That will take time and hard work. I will need all the labourers you have available, as well as those I have with me."
"I hadn't thought of that."
"Tell me, Mrs. Courtney," he asked gently, "just what is it you are hoping to find here?" She drew a breath, and behind her back she made the sign of the horns, which Anna had taught her, averted the evil eye.
"Diamonds,"
she said, and was immediately terrified that saying it out aloud would bring the worst possible luck upon her.
"Diamonds?"
Twentyman Jones repeated, as though it was news of his father's death.
"We'll see."
His expression was lugubrious.
"We'll see.
When do we start?"
"We, Mrs. Courtney, you will remain out of this place. I do not allow anyone else around me when I am working."
"But," she protested, "am I not allowed even to watch?"
"That, Mrs. Courtney, is a rule I never vary.
You will have to contain yourself, I'm afraid."